Joining us now in studio, we have an exciting guest talking about kind of an exciting announcement from their local business, a hallmark of downtown. We have downtown bicycles owner, Tom Beisel. Thanks for joining us, Tom.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, for as long as I can remember, Downtown Bicycles, been here in Northfield.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit the story of you and how'd you get to making this business.
Yeah, so we've been downtown for 15 years. Mm-hmm. I started the business in 2009. It did not start as a bike shop, but it was more of a multi-sport shop. Mm-hmm. And then over time, it just kind of continued to develop and grow and change. And it grew into a bike shop. Probably our third or fourth year, we kind of just more embraced the whole bike world and kind of rechanged everything and went full-in bike shop. And yeah, we've been there, like I say, for ever since then.
Yeah.
I mean, my background is very eclectic. I went to school for golf course management. I did some construction, and I got into triathlon, and then kind of just led me into this world.
Yeah. And have you always been in the one building right now, or have you?
I started in a different building across the street, and then I moved to the current location in 2011. So I was 2 years in my original location, I think, which is the Perman building, and then
The current location or the previous one?
The original location, I think, was the old Perman building.
Okay.
And then I've been in the Tiny's building for the last 13 years.
Exactly. Well, very exciting. And I guess, what about this business was interesting or exciting? What made you want to go into starting a sports, you know, kind of equipment store and then moving into bicycles?
I think, you know, Northfield's a very active community. Mm-hmm. We have just lots of outdoor people. And so when I got into triathlon, I mean, this was probably really early internet. Well, not early internet, but you know, it was very challenging to find things that you needed to succeed.
Sure.
And so it was either a long drive, it was research on the internet, which was way different than it is today. Mm-hmm. And it was just frustrating as someone that was fairly active in my younger days. I was in sports and in arts and things like that. So it's like, oh, this town has got so much going on, but no one's doing this.
Sure.
And so I just kind of started researching it and kind of just kind of fell into it. And, I mean, that's kind of how I came to this.
Sure.
I love people. Mm-hmm. I love helping people. And so I think as our business grew and as we kind of became, we went from retail more where we started to now I feel like, yes, we sell things, but we also fix things. And so it's a service.
Sure.
You're not just coming in to buy something from me. A lot of times you're coming in with a flat tire, or a problem with my bike or a problem with this. And now we get to help people. And I think that's ultimately one of the core values of my business is always trying to, how do we help the people that come to our store?
Sure. I'm curious now, you mentioned the early days of the internet. Has the internet, as it's, you know, the rise of Amazon, social media, has that changed how you've kind of run your business a little bit?
No, I mean, I've always been kind of, at least from the business-centric part of it, I understand I have to have a presence in the digital world.
Sure.
But I still feel like so much of certain activities need to take place face to face. And so I've more embraced that kind of business model.
Yeah.
Yes. Do we have a presence? Can you buy anything on my site on the internet? No, you cannot. Could we do a better job with our Facebook? Yes, we could. Those kind of things. But when people come to our store, you know, we try to make a connection and we try to make them feel welcome where they want to come back again.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of your Facebook, you don't post off there often, but you did have an exciting announcement about a week ago that you posted. You're expanding to a second location in the area.
We are. We are going to be opening a new store up in Lakeville, Minnesota, in you know, the next 60 to 90 days is kind of our timeline. So, yes, it's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And so, opportunities kind of just presented themselves,
sure,
and we grasped at them and pursued them. And mm-hmm. we're kind of in that full on, growth mode.
And if I'm correct, did you guys actually build this location, or are you moving into a new location?
It is a new building,
yeah.
But we are not the owner of the building.
Sure.
It is a local Lakeville business owner that is building the building, and they are going to be in that and the location, and we're going to be in the location also. And so it is, yes, it's not my building, but it is new and exciting, especially for coming from one of the oldest buildings in Northfield. Yeah.
You know, glad to not have to be behind the construction of a building though, too, I'm
yeah.
sure. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, did you ever envision wanting to grow like this? Did you always think you're just going to stay downtown? Is this part of a larger dream you had to have multiple locations?
I mean, I think as a small business entrepreneur, you always hope that your business is successful enough mm-hmm. that you could grow it.
Sure.
However that may be. Is it growing within your community? Mm-hmm. Is it growing into another community? Is it, you know, taking your business to a bigger area that has more potential and options? I've literally, and if you ask some of my staff people, I've probably talked about adding a second store in Lakeville mm-hmm. for 8 years.
okay.
You know, yeah. And it's just, you know, you start to look at prices and mm-hmm. costs and things, and it's like, it's not the time. It's like, I don't want to take on that much burden. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough staff people to, I can't clone me.
Yeah.
But this time when we started to kind of think about it, my oldest son had been working in Chicago mm-hmm. at a bicycle shop because he, you know, kind of
grew
up.
Runs the family.
Right. And he wanted to come home and mm-hmm. and kind of join the business.
Sure.
And so with that happening and the kind of the timing, I think, mm-hmm. just how we have come out of the pandemic, we're positioned very well
sure.
to make this leap.
Mm-hmm. That's very exciting.
And so my son will kind of be one of the main kind of front people at the new location.
Yeah, yeah. So it'll be father and son hiking.
Right.
Yeah.
I never envisioned my business to grow with my family.
Sure.
Because normally, I mean, my parents had a store growing up,
yeah.
and I know what it's like to have your parents own a small business that mm-hmm. takes a lot of your time away from them.
Yeah.
And I never envisioned any of my kids ever wanting to come back mm-hmm. and be a part of that. And so when Joshua did, I was like, oh wow, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Lakeville's kind of a suburb. It doesn't have as much of a downtown as us.
It doesn't.
Is it still going to be called Downtown's Bicycle in Lakeville?
It is still going to be Downtown Bicycles. Okay. You know, we thought about a lot of people have a different name for whatever.
Sure.
And I'm like, you know, this is who we are, mm-hmm. and this is what we are. We're only like a block. I mean,
sure.
more than a block, but like in the world of kind of the southern metro area, mm-hmm. you know, we're a 5-minute walk to downtown.
Sure.
So I still felt comfortable with mm-hmm. calling it Downtown yeah. Bicycles. And so we kind of think of it's Downtown Bicycles North.
That's perfect. Perfect. One kind of last question for you. If you had to convince a person to join, maybe they're not into biking, maybe they've never stepped foot into a bicycle shop before, what would be the thing that you would tell a person to get interested in biking, I guess? That's a big question, I know. But
it's a big question, but I think there's a part of all of us that want to go out mm-hmm. and be outside at
sure.
some level. There's all kinds of different activities that you can do there.
Mm-hmm.
I like biking because there is a huge fitness component for me,
mm-hmm.
but there's also this outdoor component. And anybody can bike.
Yeah.
And I've had a number of customers like, I haven't ridden a bike in 30 years. It's like, once you hit the pedal, mm-hmm. it all comes back. So like, I feel like cycling, are there some barriers to cycling? Yes, there are definitely barriers. but they are in general fairly small. Mm-hmm. And if you get outfitted and kind of have the right kind of conversation with any local bike shop that can help you, mm-hmm. they can find something that will meet your needs and that you will actually go out and use versus making a purchase with this ideological, I'm going to get into sure. biking and then, oh, this isn't what I expected. Mm-hmm. And there's so much more infrastructure nowadays, so you don't have to be on the roads with the trail mm-hmm. growth and things like that, that it's becoming safer and safer. There are more and more options of styles of bikes. Mm-hmm. But it's just a really great way to be active, to do something with other people,
yeah.
and to be outside.
This feels like the fitting time to note the Milltown State Trail is getting segments added on.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, there is a lot of progress. It's taken, 30 plus years, but there are a lot of progresses happening on the Millstown Trail, mm-hmm. Which, ultimately, as that gets to completion, it's going to benefit everybody downtown Northfield because it's going to bring
a lot of
people to town that will actually patronize our businesses
yeah.
and spend money and maybe more people can grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Anything else you want to share about Downtown's bicycle and your growth or just about the company?
We've been here a long time we're invested in our community. We're looking to be invested in the Lakeville community. It's not just a growth from a business standpoint. It's like Lakeville has, I guess there was a bike shop there like 35 years ago, but mm-hmm. It's a very large community. It does actually have a small town feel if you've ever spent any time up yeah. in the downtown area for sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Even though it's one of the fastest growing cities
suburbs,
in,
yeah.
yeah. But we're looking to just, we want to be involved in that community mm-hmm. too. My son Joshua lives in Lakeville, so mm-hmm. that's going to be another great opportunity there for him to be kind of as the face of the business up there, yeah. to be really involved in the community because, we live here, we play here, we mm-hmm. we work here, we do fun things here. It's always important to be a part of your community.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining
us,
Tom. And this is a great conversation.
Yeah, thanks, Logan.
Congratulations on the expansion.
You bet.